Radio Liberty.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says world must be more prepared for Ebola-like outbreaks. And U.S. continues airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for greater readiness to handle biological threats like the deadly Ebola outbreak that continues to spread paralyzing fear and desperation across West Africa. The president speaking Friday in Washington to health and security envoys from more than 40 countries and organizations, touted a strategy he described as prevent, detect, and respond. Also Friday, World Health Organization published new data showing the Ebola death toll in West Africa has surpassed 3,000. American fighter jets, drones, and other aircraft pounded Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria Friday as Britain, Denmark, and Belgium joined the U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said Friday that more than 200 airstrikes have been conducted in Iraq this week and 43 in Syria. Hagel spoke to reporters minutes after Britain's parliament voted to join the U.S. and France in conducting airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Iraq. White House spokesman Josh Earnest praised the move.
We are pleased to see the strong support from members of Parliament for members of the British military working alongside U.S. servicemen and women in pursuit of this goal that benefits countries all around the globe, including the United States and the U.K.
The U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State includes more than 40 countries. Five Arab states have aided strikes in Syria, in addition to Britain, Belgium, Denmark, and the Netherlands have said they'll join the coalition in the fight against the militants. This is VOA News. Rallies and protests against radical Islam taking place across France following the execution of French hostage Hervé Gourdel by militant extremists in Algeria. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
They came by the hundreds on a sunny afternoon, Muslims and non-Muslims, to express their sorrow for the death of 55-year-old Hervé Gourdel and to reject the brutal methods of Islamic State and other radical groups. Gourdel's picture was displayed at the entrance of the mosque, where politicians and Muslim clerics called for the country to unify in denouncing extremism. Since Gourdel's death, the French government has launched more airstrikes against IS targets in Iraq, while also tightening security here after the group called on Muslims to kill Westerners. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iran's president says progress is ongoing. In ongoing nuclear talks with Western envoys has been extremely slow and warned that negotiations must speed up for a deal to be reached by a November 24th deadline. Hassan Rouhani spoke Friday in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. His comments came a short while before top diplomats from the United States and the European Union opened a second day of talks on scaling back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the gradual lifting of Western economic sanctions. Western sources close to the talks also report little progress in the discussions. Authorities in Afghanistan say heavy fighting is raging in a province southwest of the national capital, where Taliban insurgents have overrun several villages and killed dozens of people. Ayaz Gul reports for VOA.
Afghan security officials say fighting broke out in Ghazni province 5 days ago when hundreds of Taliban fighters stormed the strategic district of Ajristan. The clashes were continuing on Friday, and Provincial Deputy Governor Ahmadullah Ahmadi says the victims included 15 who were allegedly beheaded by the Taliban. After capturing the villages, he told VOA, Taliban insurgents burned as many as 80 houses, killed livestock, and destroyed harvested wheat crops. The Deputy Governor added insurgents in nearby provinces have also come to join the Taliban, and that Afghan security forces are putting up a tough fight to defend the district headquarters. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people seeking asylum in industrialized nations has risen by nearly a quarter, most of the increase driven by wars in Iraq and Syria. The UNHCR says in a report released Friday that some 330,700 people sought refuge status during the first 6 months of this year. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Portuguese, we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. And we're starting this hour with one of our favorites, the Canadian legend Bruce Cockburn. He has been recording and touring for better than 50 years at this point, and he is going to celebrate that fact next month with the publication of a memoir. It's called Rumors of Glory, a chronicle of faith, fear, and activism, and a lively cultural, political, and musical tour through the past five decades. Along with the memoir will come a 9-CD set with songs that correspond to the memoir writing, as well as lots and lots of rarities and live tracks. Rumors of Glory, coming out from Bruce Cockburn next month. I thought that was momentous enough to celebrate with two songs. We'll start with one recorded live in our studios back about 15 years ago. This is Bruce Cockburn with Pacing the Cage at Acoustic Cafe.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel like you've lived too long. Days drip slowly on the page. You catch yourself pacing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strip's worn thin. And each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pacing the cage. I never knew what you all wanted, so I gave you everything. All that I could pillage, all the spells that I could sing. It's as if the thing were written in the constitution of the age. Sooner or later, you'll wind up pacing the cage. The best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes scan bleached out land for the coming of the outbound stage. Pacing the cage. Pacing the cage. Up among the firs where it smells so sweet, or down in the valley where the river used to be, I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me, and I'm wondering where the lions are. Doing a double take, pointing the finger at eternity. I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. A young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun should be. They got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on.
Goes back 35 years to the summer of 1979. Bruce Coburn's Wondering Where the Lions Are. And Bruce Coburn will be celebrating 50 years in the music business with a memoir called Rumors of Glory, which comes out next month, chronicling not only his music, but also his faith, his activism, his touring. And there will be a 9-CD set to go along with it. Lots of rarities. We pulled one from our archives, 1997's performance of a song called Pacing the Cage from Bruce Coburn. As we look ahead through the year, I thought we would have new Decemberist music to talk about before the end of 2014. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. And actually, the offshoot band with several of the members from Decemberists called Black Prairie, that is doing very well, and they are out touring. But Decemberists should have some music sometime in 2015. Let's go back to the last album, The King Is Dead, and a song called All Arise on Acoustic Cafe.
Baby wants a new spin. Baby wants a broken heart. It off and falling apart, but you keep on rolling, you keep on rolling. Better find a way, better kick it from your big brown eyes. Here it tightens up when you fall at the 15th try. You spit thick and you cross your heart, but the culvert's all.
Sometimes I feel I'm going nowhere. Sometimes I'm sure I never will. She said it's 'cause I'm always moving. I never notice 'cause I never stand still. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling, falling fast and falling free. She said, my darling, you're not falling. Always looked like you were flying to me. But I fear I've grown a rolling stone inside of me. She said, oh, don't you know, the rolling stones stop at the sea. And that's where I be. Sometimes I'm sure I know no one. Thousand faces but no names. She said, my love, you do know someone. Oh, and I know you're back just the same. But I'm scared, I said, what if this stone don't slow down? Oh, just be aware, she said, what goes up will come down. When you do, I'll be around. Both know too well the rolling stones turn into sand if they don't find a place to stand.
Mike Rosenberg is Passenger. Passenger has a brand new album, which is Whispers. We just heard Mike doing a song called Rolling Stone on Acoustic Cafe. Before that, the Decemberists from the last album, which was The King is Dead back in 2011. All Arise, the name of the song. Hopefully new music sometime in the first half of 2015 from the Decemberists. We are adding features to our new website at acafe.com. One of them is called Single Serving, where we're just serving up one song at a time. You just refresh the page, you get a brand new song from the Acoustic Cafe archives. Thought you might enjoy that. Songs like this one, perhaps, from Throwing Muses frontwoman Kristen Hirsch. She's done many appearances live in our studios. This one comes from 1997, a song called Hope. Kristen Hirsch, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
I don't want you. disappear. Oh no, not again.
Kristen Hirsch from the band Throwing Muses, and of course a long solo career, recording that right at the start of that solo career in 1997, a song called Hope. And ahead, it's Frazee Ford minus the Memphis, another soundtrack song from Gary Jules, and Iron and Wine live here.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
And are you holding on so tight?
15 years ago, Frazee Ford formed a band with some Vancouver bandmates calling themselves the Be Good Tanyas. Frazee was the principal songwriter and lead vocalist as her unique warbly vocal introduced the world to her band. She started her solo career with her 2010 album called Obadiah, which continued her folk sound. But this year's follow-up release is a whole different thing. Frazee went to Memphis to work with the legendary High Records rhythm and horn section, the guys who helped create the sound of all those great Al Green records of the early 1970s, among others. It's a cool sound for Frazee's album, Indian Ocean, but for those who miss the folk rock sound, she also offers an acoustic version of the song you're hearing now called September Fields. Here's the bonus track on Acoustic Cafe.
You better get up for your mama. You better grab the best of your life. I know you're ready to get over. Anyhow, well, all you have to do is wander over the fields by dark time. Well, do you find yourself feeling lonesome? And do you they wander by the streets at night? Oh yeah, I saw you passing down in the streetlights. And do you have hope for the morning? You say that's what you have been given. A whole lot of nothing for your time. Well, have you sank in down in your bones? And do you toss and turn? And are you holding, holding on so tight? And do you toss and turn at night? And are you holding, holding on so tight?
The darkness that surrounds the house, plain as the truth, my breath is bated. It pinches like a trap shut around the mouse. Look down the road, cause we fell in. Look down the road, hanging round the wish it will. It's a slippery slope, and I let go, let go. Let go, let go. Oh. Driving at night beside the river, look at it, it's going nowhere. As a room with the light shut out, I'm feeling round the walls for another way out. Down the road, cause we fell in. Down the road, hanging round, we wish it will. It's a slippery slope, and I let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Cross your fingers behind your back and lie. Tell me it's okay and you'll fix everything. Cause I let go. Shattering the light on the ocean side, standing alone, I am not waiting. Maybe I'm asleep, my heart is paralyzed. Down the road, cause we fell in. But down the road, hanging around, wish it will. It's a slippery slope, and I let go. Let go. Let go.
Okay. After in the most recent years with producer Glenn Johns, the legend from the 60s and 70s, as well as Glenn's son, Ethan Johns. Ryan Adams has learned a lot about that California sound that Glenn Johns helped to popularize back in the 1970s. And on his new album, which is a self-titled release, he lets loose with that California sound. And there are some quieter moments as well, like that one called Let Go from the new Ryan Adams release, which he produced himself, as a matter of fact. Before that, Indian Ocean is the name of the new Frazee Ford album, which she did in Memphis. However, we just heard sort of an acoustic demo version of a song called September Fields from Frazee Ford, formerly of the Be Good Tanyas. Well, a great way to get your song out there is to land on a soundtrack, and when that soundtrack becomes a hit, well, that's even better. Gary Jules came to the world's attention back in 2001 from the Donnie Darko soundtrack, where he did a Tears for Fears song called Mad World. He is back now on the new Zach Braff film, Wish I Was Here, which came out over the summer. Zach Braff films always have great soundtracks. And this one goes back in Gary's catalog to 2006. Gary Jules with Broke Window on Acoustic Cafe.
Dirty fingers, queenly mother's house. Come step outside, feeling full moonlight. See what we can live without. Fix an eye to the dime store villain. Waiting for the wine to pour. Come strong and thin, and it tastes like sin. The love we've all been in for. A million ways to burn. I'm just looking out of the store. Broke window, she's taking a turn. I'm looking out of the soul. Broke window, she's taking a turn. Snake oil and spades for the wolf to get straight. You look but don't see me around. A million ways to burn. I'm just standing here on the sword. Three quarter and she's taking a turn. I'm standing here on the sword. Three corner, she's taking a turn.
Marianne, do you remember the tree by the river when we were 17? Dark canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the mare in the pasture, pitch black and baring its teeth. I recall the sun in our faces, stuck and leaning on graces, and being strangers to change. Radio and the bones we found frozen, all the thorns and the roses beneath your window pane. And now I'm asleep in a car, I mean the world, to a party mouth girl and a pretty pair of blue-eyed birds. Time isn't kind or unkind, you like to say. But I wonder to who and what it is you're saying today. Just saying today, Marianne, do you remember the tree by the river when we were 17? The dark canyon road, I was coy in the half moon, happy just to be with you. Happy for me.
Iron and Wine put out an album in 2012 called Kiss Each Other Clean, which had that song called Tree by the River. That is Sam Beam of Iron and Wine performing it live here at Acoustic Cafe in our studios. Broke Window, which actually goes back to 2006, right before that Iron and Wine track. That was Gary Jules. That song appears again now on a soundtrack to the latest Zach Braff film, Wish I Was Here. And ahead, it's something brand new and truly new from Mike Doty and more with our in-studio guest, Nikki Lane.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Well, it had to happen sometime for Mike Doty, pushing the envelope, just like he did with Soul Coughing, his band in the 1990s, touching on acid jazz and the music he was hearing in the New York clubs in the 1990s. On his new album, Stellar Motel, he's gone from an acoustic guitar-wielding guy to hip-hop guy. Stellar Motel is mostly a hip-hop record, lots of credible hip-hop artists guesting with Mike. And then there are songs that we've come to expect from Mike over his 15-year solo career, but even those have much more beats and bass, like this one called Raging on Acoustic Cafe.
Gruesome, get cute, and it's gone. Sad suckers with sacks of Szechuan. I could use a desperate man. Cut loose with radon shawl. Open the blinds, but the light, and don't exit, no. Risk the kiss as you lasso your senses down. Lips so wistful, burn white from relapsing. Busting dishes, you're raging, raging on. Raging on. And you're raging on. Spell the cheap rum. All and sundry, spot the long con. I know that guy from someplace. Dance like Ducky at the prom. Shapely plates that you spit your elixir in. Bridges listing, no lights and no trucks on them. Flipping switches, your wrist don't do it too long. Crystal smashing, you're raging, raging on. Raging on, and you're raging on, and you're raging on, raging on, and you're raging on. Sublime
Mike Doty, a new album, a hip-hop album, which is called Stellar Motel, and it's a pure hip-hop release. Language warnings and everything, but not on the track we heard, called Raging On, which is Mike Doty being a little bit more the Mike Doty we have come to expect over his 15-year solo career. And it's time now for more with our in-studio guest this week, Nikki Lane. Last hour on the program, we heard about songs from her latest album called All or Nothing. We also learned that she has a pop-up store in Nashville where she sells vintage clothing. And that pop-up store is also where she met the producer for All or Nothing, the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach.
Now, if I understand correctly, it was not through the Nashville music scene, but it was actually in one of these pop-up stores where you met Dan Auerbach. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, we met at the flea market the first couple months I was selling there. He was with some of our other friends that I knew them, and they, like, you know, have vintage, like, resale. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like similar vein, and they were in the store. And he bought the jacket that I was wearing, which I was reluctant to do. But, you know, he was raised by an antique dealer who's awesome. And I think he trained him up to, like, get what he was what he was coming to get. So I sold him the jacket. And then we just kept running into each other just because the scene is small, mainly me working on photo shoots. I was working on a GQ photo shoot as, like, a PA assistant for the day, just looking for work, and met him for the second time. And that's when he was like, oh, you put out a record. And I was like, yeah, that's what I really do. So, like, that's what I'm trying to really do. And I'm just in the habit of asking people, what can we do together? You know what I mean? And I was like, sure, you should make my record. And plenty of people have said no, but he didn't, so it was good.
Uniquely enough, well, because of the sounds he creates and the studio that he has and the type of room that is, small, vintage gear loaded with that, the engineer is awesome, and it is kind of what you guys did here.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we actually provided more isolation than you did at EZI, right? I mean,
yeah, unless we were doing something like a vocal where somebody just went all the way into the front room, you know what I mean? There's not really an isolation booth. You can kind of go up front and to the kitchen area, but that's about it.
Was there a lot of change for you as the writer of these songs, hearing them taking shape in this with him going in?
Well, of course, because I don't play guitar very well. And so when I would write every song that I've brought, you know, now I've worked with, made three records, you know, really. And so, like, that's 30 songs I've gone in, essentially, and worked with people on. And all of them are, like, me going, like, clang, clang, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, here's the chorus, clang, clang, this is the verse, you know what I mean? And then, like, have you heard the Flaming Groovies? And then, like, you know what I mean, trying to be, like, do you know how to play bass like them? Like, you know what I mean? So, of course, it changes drastically. And some of the songs that we had made, like, little small demos for, like maybe ones he and I had written together or other friends and I had written together, you listen to them change, but it's so expected because I'm not trying to make a solo record, you know what I mean? Yeah. And just now having these guys that are playing today, like, I have a band where I'm writing new songs and we're actually working them up. Before, it was literally me and my clang clang, and you know what I mean? Right. And then just taking it to the doctor and, like, hi.
Never stop.
song you'll find on the new album called All or Nothing. That's C and Double from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Nikki Lane.
And you said that you want to write songs about other things. Of course you do. It's a big world. Let's just stay with the heart-related songs, though. These songs are so intense.
Uh-huh.
They're intense love, intense breakups, intense revenge, intense. Uh-huh. A lot of intensity. Uh-huh. I take it you're intense.
No, I'm so mellow.
But,
I'm
I mean, have you ever been in one of these things where it's just nice, maybe it's even hearts and flowersy and kind of gushy, which has absolutely zero potential for a song?
Well, when we were warming up earlier, we were working on, like, potentially my first ever love song, because I was telling my boyfriend, like, I, like, yelled at him. He's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh. I'm like trying to start some drama, because when it is good, you're like, what on earth is there to talk about? Because I joke that I get paid to complain for a living. So,
well, sort of.
So I wrote a love song, and now I write songs. My newest song is called 700,000 Rednecks, and it's about recruiting a bunch of rednecks to be my fans so I can be famous. So there are other things to write about other than being miserable.
Originally, you will find that on the new album called All or Nothing from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Nikki Lane. Nikki joined in the studio by her band, Ben Eystone, playing the drums, Alec Munoz on electric guitar, Eric Whitman playing the bass, and you will find her album, All or Nothing, on the New West Records label. And you will find us online by simply going to acafe.com. Over the summer, we decided to redo our website, and we have that up online for you now. You can listen to the whole show there. You can listen to lots of our archives there, and we are adding those fast and furiously each and every week. So go ahead and click on the archive page. Plus, we have a feature there called Single Serving, where you can just get one single song out of the Acoustic Cafe archives simply by refreshing the page at acafe.com, all part of our new website. And the old stuff is there as well, links to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter if you'd like by leaving your email address in the box on the main page, so you can get our playlist delivered to you every Monday morning. You'll find all of it, again, at acafe.com. That is the address for our new website for Acoustic Cafe. And in just a moment, we'll be back here to wrap things up and tell you all about next week's show.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, new stuff from newcomer Nick Mulvey, new stuff from old-timer Robert Plant, as well as Regina Spektor out of our archives, the continued rising star of Rhiannon Giddens. And our in-studio guest for the week will be Alice Paul. Many thanks to those making the show possible this time. Capitol Records with the first new album from Counting Crows in 6 years called Somewhere Under Wonderland. More information at countingcrows.com. Lyra Lynn with The Avenues. That is her new album. And you can find out more about Lyra at LyraLynn.com. Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. Find out more about both by visiting LeonSpeakers.com. And American Songwriter now offering discounts to Acoustic Cafe listeners. AmericanSongwriter.com/subscribe for more information. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production helped Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme, The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus cut a bad deal, but a striking figure. Till next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.